Both nicotine replacement gum and the lozenge have Food and Drug Administration approval to help smokers quit, but no studies have compared which is better. Dr. Michael Fiore from UW-Madison's Tobacco Research and Intervention Program worked on a study of about 400 smokers. It showed both the gum and lozenge improved chances of quitting. Those on the lozenge, however, were likely to gain less weight.
Weight gain's a real issue. The average person who quits gains between 5 and 10 pounds.
In the 8-week study, those on the lozenge gained between 3 and 6 pounds, while those using nicotine gum gained 8 or 9. Researchers don't yet know why one prevents more weight gain than the other, but they do know who is bothered more by those extra pounds.
Both men and women report that weight gain is a concern, but without a question, it's more of a concern with women. And in fact, women in general gain a little bit more weight when they quit than men.
Both gum and lozenge weigh in about equal on effectiveness, with a quit rate 2 or 3 times that of smokers who try to kick the habit without help. Shemaine Mills, Wisconsin Public Radio.